Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Relationship Marketing 101. Directions University at directionsu.com delivers passion-powered results for your life and business so that you can live the life of your dreams. Welcome to the show.
Well, welcome everyone to another episode of Relationship Marketing 101 here on Blog Talk Radio. I am your host, Gina Gaudio-Graves, the Dean and Founder of Directions University at directionsu.com. I'm calling to you live this week from Bonita Springs, Florida, as I do each week on Tuesdays at noon Eastern. We have got a great show scheduled for you today. I've got my co-host and dear friend, Rhonda Del Baccio, the story lady herself from ProfitableStorytelling.com with me. Hello, Miss Rhonda.
Well, hello there.
How are you this fine Tuesday?
I am excited to be here, excited for our show. The sun is brightly shining, and no matter what the weather, it is a fabulous day, and just feeling blessed and grateful.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah.
And you have lined up an amazing guest for us today.
Yes. I'm really excited about that, and thrilled to have Brian as our guest today. So let me tell you a little bit about the guest that we have today. And he is somebody I encountered actually through another one of our fine bachelor program people. And our guest today is Brian Ridgway. And Brian is quite a guy. Some people may find some of what he says very controversial, which this excites me. I think this will be fun. Shake it up a little bit, right?
Absolutely.
Because Brian had, we talk about this, Gina, you know, with our clients and on the radio, that sometimes it's good to be controversial, it's good to be edgy, it's certainly good to have an opinion and be willing to share that opinion with the world. And that's part of what sets you apart as an expert.
Absolutely.
And so Brian Ridgway from Level 5 Mentoring is definitely somebody who fits that description. He is absolutely, for sure, somebody who is an expert, and he is absolutely, for sure, somebody who may raise a few eyebrows. He is very straightforward. He is somebody who has quite an interesting and incredible story because he has made and lost millions of dollars, not once, not twice, but seven times. So if you can figure, there's going to be some interesting material there. He has also helped clients of his to earn a documented over $150 million, so he can definitely help other people get to their goals. And he's also helped people live a much more joyful and connected life in many different aspects, not just in the aspect of money. He has some really unique views about the law of attraction and what is keeping people stuck where they are and how to get unstuck from where they are. And I am absolutely thrilled and excited to welcome Brian Ridgway to our show.
Hello.
Welcome, Brian. Great to meet you.
Same here. Been looking forward to this.
Yeah, absolutely. Been talking you up in around your Facebook community in different places, and just really looking forward to getting everything going there. That is fabulous.
Yeah, it's rocking. We literally only started this enterprise a couple months ago, and it is just exploding. Like, I think if I were trying to grow it, I wouldn't be able to do it the way it's doing itself. It's just amazing.
That is awesome.
It is awesome. And something I want us to talk about a little bit later, once we get to know you a little bit more on this show, is how you really are building a tribe of raving fans and people who are evangelists, and Gina and I talk about this often on our show. That's really the goal. You shouldn't have to keep pushing. It should start growing because people are talking about you, and that's what is really happening in your community. And we'll get to that just a little bit later, but I wanted to prime the pump just a bit for that piece of conversation.
Great. Okay, I'm here. I'm here for whatever you got.
Outstanding. So how did you get into this whole level five mentoring and helping people get unstuck, et cetera?
Well, all right. As you probably guessed, that took 47 years for that to happen. So that would be a 47-year story. But I can tell you the thumbnail is that I was a musician for 15 years. From 17, very, very early, got involved with drinking and drugs as an early teen. Dropped out of school in the 10th grade, got in straight into playing in a rock band. I did that for 15 years, and literally, I didn't know it then, but I was avoiding life. I was avoiding growing up. I basically partied all night, every night, seven nights a week, slept all day, and just music was my life. Well, partying and music, okay, for 15 years. And then in my early 30s, I got kind of tired of waking up feeling, you know, the way one can feel after a night like that, let alone after several hundred nights like that. And I got the feeling I might want to do something in business. And I had been told a gazillion times, Brian, you really ought to be in sales, man. You're so persuasive. You're so passionate about things. You know, you ought to get in sales. So I got in sales. And over the next 15 years, I generated $161 million total, $150 million for clients, and about $11 million in personal sales. Along that time, I've got kind of two stories that run together. From my early 30s until my mid-40s, I basically, over those 15 years, I generated that $161 million, made and lost six and seven figures seven times, just like Rhonda said, and simultaneously, because my life was so miserable, I became a fanatic about self-help, personal development, law of attraction, meditation, belief elimination, anything that claimed, religion, spirituality, anything that claimed that it had a solution for me. I invested over $150,000 into that type of thing, seminars, you know, you name it, mentoring, coaches, and at the end of the 15 years of investing $150,000 on self-improvement, I ended up homeless and actually penniless, six figures in debt. And I spent 4 months practically in meditation asking the question. I was at the point, Gina and Rhonda, I was at the point where I was either going to solve it or I was going to kill myself, literally. Seven times, I came out of poverty and then seven times made all this money and lost it. It got worse every time. I don't know if most people can even, the majority of us have something in our lives we feel stuck about, one or more things, and things that happen over and over. You know that thing that I'm talking about that happens over and over and over no matter what you do? Well, for me, that was like the culmination of it, and I literally was going to end it all or I was going to resolve it. So I wasn't playing this time. And
wow.
I spent four months in meditation, literally from the time I woke up to the time I went to sleep, asking questions about self-esteem and how we get where we are. I had a series of breakthroughs, and then I spent 4 years reinventing myself from the ground up. And I had one final breakthrough that really did it for me, and it led me to this place of, hey, Brian, you know what you're on this planet for now, and we'll talk about it later when you're ready to go into it, but I will drop this little teaser in. The raving fans and the automatic business comes when you find out what you are on this planet to do, and you start doing it with all your heart, and so that's where I am today.
Wow, and how long ago was that?
The biggest breakthrough or the beginning of the business, actually?
The beginning of the business.
About 2.5 months.
Wow, and the biggest breakthrough?
It was on January the 3rd of this year.
Holy cow.
Oh, yeah.
Unbelievable story. Now I know why everybody's been telling me I got to meet you.
Well, hey, let me tell you this, Gina, there's some amazing stuff there, but honestly, you know, depending on how much you want to dig into which details, there were some quite literal miracles there that even I look back at them and I just, it's unfathomable. I mean, there's no way of explaining it. What happens when you're on the center of what you're here for, the way things happen is just unbelievable.
Mm-hmm. Wow. Well, I have several students of mine, mentees of mine, that have been telling me great stuff about you and your teaching. So I know it has really made a really big difference for a number of them, including Tim Bennett from the Philippines, whose main business is on Argonet.com. Really right. Huge impact on Tim.
Yep.
So
yeah.
Now that you've had this tremendous experience, you've come out of it with a lot of insight that can make a big difference for other people. Bottom line, what do people need to do to really see the success that they're looking for in their lives and their businesses?
Wow, did you ask the big question there or what? Okay.
I know.
That's what we do here.
Let me say this, Gina, and you know, Rhonda said I might be taken as a little bit edgy, okay? When someone asks me a question, I take them very seriously. And that's one of the reasons, you know, I guess mentoring students are they're going to love me or hate me out of the gate, because I just, when someone asks me a question, I go for the heart of it. So let me address one thing that I would say. I tell everybody that I work with, eliminate the word need from your vocabulary based on what I believe you are. And we can go into that as much or as little as you want, because that's the deep stuff. What you actually are is what changes everything. And so eliminate the word need from your vocabulary, even the thought of what do I need to do. The minute that you say that, I'm sure a large portion of your audience, you know, has some grasp of the law of attraction, right? And
yes.
The minute you say, what do I need to do, instantly you set yourself in an unwinnable predicament. Because your mind and the rest of the energetic universe hears your words and senses what you're thinking behind it, and they say, oh, well, if you need to do anything, you know you're not perfect, so you're probably not going to do it right, which means you're going to be screwed and it's not going to work out. And then we wonder why over and over and over again we find ourselves with the same lack of results. So the very
brilliant, Brian. Brilliant.
What? Okay, well then let's see what happens after that then. See if I stay brilliant. Okay. So first things first is we eliminate the need, and second, ask yourself, what is it that I most want to do? What is it that I would be the most thrilled and the most fulfilled, and just, you know, what is it that I would be so thrilled to do? And then make a commitment right there, no matter how scared you feel, no matter whether you know the hows or the whos or the whatever, make the commitment. Starting today, I will do what I want to do, and then commit to it. Now, I want to stay targeted on your question, but I do want to address the main fear that people have right there. Well, that means I have to quit my job and I have to leave my rotten spouse. No, it means that where you are, start seeing everything you do as a stepping stone towards your dream. You don't have to jump right in and join the circus today. You can actually get a picture of the circus, you know, and talk to the people you know about how much you like it. Start to focus your attention there and view every step you take as a movement in that direction. If you are following your bliss, okay, the great words of Joseph Campbell, everyone repeats, follow your bliss. Most people, you know, forget the rest of that, the rest of the phrase. He said, follow your bliss, and the universe will open doors for you where before there were only walls. So, frankly, if there wasn't all you have to do, it is focus on that which you feel most harmonious, that you're most excited and passionate about doing. Now, from there, follow it with love, and you cannot fail. So we can get as, you know, scientific as you want, but that's the heart of my answer.
Wow, what a great answer, too.
Uh-huh, uh-huh. Yeah, it is. It absolutely is. The thing about the word need is it sets up a feeling of lack by just what's behind the word need. When you look at words really carefully, you notice what the word is and what's behind it. And
yes.
Need means I don't have this now. I'm in lack, and that's not even possible.
That's right. And you know what's even deep? There's no question about that. It's absolutely fundamentally true. And what one of the things that I do, if it's okay for me to kind of drop a little mentoring nugget in here, I know this isn't your question. Is that
please
okay?
Do.
Well, here's what one of the things that I remember now, 4 months of meditating on these questions and then 4 years of reinventing myself before I raised my head to share this. One of the things that I found is that our words are like, I'll just give you the vision. So see yourself speaking or see someone in front of you speaking. Now, as the words come out, see them like fruits that are actually coming out of their mouth. So like balloons or bubbles, each word is a fruit coming out. What are those words coming from? They're attached to the vines of their thought, and most of them root in their unconscious beliefs. You can speak from two places. You can act from two places. You can act and speak from your unconscious beliefs, and those thoughts rise, and they come out of your mouth, creating the disaster and the nightmare that you don't want anymore. Or you can speak from your being, who you are, and they come. The words and the thoughts arise, and they come out and create exactly what you want. So when I listen to people talk, I literally have trained myself to where I can hear the difference between when you shift from speaking out of your being to when you start speaking out of your beliefs. So more important than the words, more fundamental than the words, are the beliefs. When I hear someone say, I need, I don't say correct your language and don't say need. Correct your language, don't say need. Correct your language, don't say need. Because all that is a superficial fix. What I'm saying is, do you notice that when you said the word need, you indicated that you had the unconscious belief that there's actually things you need to do, and that that emanation, that vibration of need, is going to squash and screw everything you ever try to accomplish. That's really where the heart of it is.
I was going to let you follow up on that, Rhonda, but Brian, has anyone shared my story with you?
All I know is that you have a great one, and that I'm really and that I'm really supposed to meet you. That's what I know. So tell me.
Too
whatever,
funny.
Let
me share the short version of it, because it really applies to what you're talking about. Back in the 90s, I was an attorney by trade. In 1996, got into a very serious car accident that left me in need of major reconstructive surgery on my back. My first surgery was a four-level spinal fusion that left me with an incurable infection that you sometimes hear about on the news. From 1996 to 2005, I had 53 operations, 9 major reconstructive surgeries on my back. And turned to the internet in late 96, early 97, as a way to get the $40,000 a month that I needed for medication to keep me alive. By 2005, I was going downhill much more quickly than I had been the first few years of the illness, and had contracted yet another incurable infection, this time a fungal infection. In January of 2005, I was 40 years old when the doctors came and told me that I had 12 to 18 months to live. Within 2 weeks, my husband had gone in, quit his job, went and found an RV that he could retrofit with my oxygen, my hospital bed, my IV poles, the whole nine yards. We hit the road for what we expected to be an 8 to 10 month trip until it would be time to come home and die. I wanted to see the country before I did that. Well, June of that year, 6 months later, it was my 41st birthday. We were in Sedona, Arizona, and by then my health had gotten so bad that it didn't even look like we'd have the full 8 to 10 months on the road. My husband wanted me to have the best last birthday that I could, so he took me to see a massage therapist, just hoping that it would help with the pain for that one day. I've never met this lady, and I get up on her table, and she looks at me, and she says, you know, you're not going to die as soon as you think. And I'm like, yeah, right. How much is this lady going to charge me? Expecting that, like everybody else, she was trying to sell me something. But she wasn't. She goes on to tell me that if I can remove the negativity from my life, I don't need to die as soon as I think. I said, oh, but I'm one of the most positive people you're ever going to meet. I don't have an issue with negativity. She looked at me and she says, well, if all you have is a positive mental attitude, you're still going to die. And I'm like, wait a minute. I don't get it. What are you talking about? So she goes on to ask if I've ever done any kind of visualization. And I said, oh, yeah, absolutely. I've worked with this expert and that expert, and I use visualization all the time. So she says, well, that's really good. Share the visualization that you use. So I explain, I see myself in this wheelchair. I've got all these tubes coming out of me. And then I imagine myself getting out of my chair, getting rid of all my tubes, walking down the street with a big smile on my face. She starts shaking her head. Well, that's never going to work, she says. I'm like, but you just said. She says, but how can you start from a negative place and expect a positive result? And I'm like, oh. She goes on to explain to me that if I can imagine that at each point in my life when something, quote unquote, bad happened, that immediately prior to that event, my energy split, and one Gina went around the event, never having been impacted by it. The other Gina went through the event, bringing me to the Gina I was at that moment. She explained that if I could work my way backwards in time through all of the events that had transpired that brought me to that place, I could find that energy of Gina that had never been through any of that stuff. Imagine what her life was like, and then make a conscious choice to either move my Gina's energy into that reality or move that Gina's energy into this reality. So over the next 4.5 months, I researched this advice that she had been given to me because I really didn't have any other options at that point. It was, I'm sick, I'm dying, I have months to live, or I could explore this, let's see if there's anything there. And as I did that research and really tried to apply what it was she had shared with me, I went from a wheelchair to a walker to a cane to walking with no assistance at all, even though to this day I have no feeling in my legs and feet. I lost 68 pounds without ever going on a diet. My business exploded almost overnight. It was during that same time that people started referring to me as the JV Queen. By the end of that 4.5 months, not only was I no longer dying, I was completely well. And the minute I realized that I had been given this huge gift, I call this my miraculous transformation, I started looking at my life very differently. While I was making a lot of money for my clients, I was a JV broker at the time, and I was making a lot of money for myself as well. It really wasn't living my purpose or following my passion. I was just making a lot of money for a lot of people. And I really felt like I had been given such a huge gift that I really needed to pay the universe back for that. So I retired from brokering and went into mentoring and made it my mission to help 1 million people live the life of their dreams. The vehicle that I use for doing that is to help them build a business that uses the power of the internet. But much of what you were just saying about the fruits and the vines is really a big part of what I learned at that time. I thought it was enough to just think in a positive way. I was so off base in my thinking about that because of what you just said. You know, when you really look at the words or the thoughts even and imagine that they're attached to this vine and there's some belief underlying it, it really does change everything. And one of the words I ask people to remove from their vocabulary is problem. Yep. Problems are roadblocks that stand smack dab in your way. You may have challenges, you may have hurdles to overcome, but you don't have to have walls and roadblocks in your way if you choose not to have them there.
That's exactly right. I couldn't agree more.
Right. So I can see why people have been telling us that we need to meet, Brian.
We're in harmony on that for sure.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So, in your teachings, how do you get people to start looking at this issue for themselves?
Well, there are a couple elements. Just to kind of put it in perspective, what I was led to do, I have been flying by just total intuition and then thinking along the way, rather than what I always used to do, which is thinking and denying intuition. And I was very led on how to do this. I was guided to put a webinar together, an introductory webinar. It's about 2 hours worth of content, and it's about 10 hours worth of content that I squeezed into about 2 hours. And it's a very structured process. I'm gonna say something that could be taken as bragging. It's along the way to answering your question. Okay, I've had out of about 3,000 people who have been through this free webinar, about 120 of them have said, Brian, I've spent thousands on self-help. I've spent many years or decades, and I got more out of your free webinar than I got out of every dime and every year that I have spent combined. And the reason for that is that what I do is I take them through the idea that most teachers say, set a goal and be positive and go for it. And that works for like a fraction of the people on the planet, and the rest feel like crap that they weren't able to pull it off. Always, I didn't do it right, or it didn't work for me. And then the next wave of teachers, more conscious teachers, say, no, you got to raise your vibration, man. You got to get happy and positive and really raise that vibration and raise your energy, and then you can go for it and make it happen. And that works for a bigger fraction of a fraction of the people, and everybody else feels frustrated that it either doesn't work for them or it's a scam or they just aren't good enough. And what I say is you want to shift your paradigm first, because if you don't shift your paradigm of what you think and believe you are, then what you're doing is you're basically strapping and stapling and patching little attachments of new techniques and ideas and approaches on top of a being who thinks they're a piece of crap and that nothing's going to work for them. And so shifting your paradigm from being a limited, trapped little entity with your story and your wheelchair, you know, instead see yourself as what you actually are. So I spend 2 hours taking people from what they think and believe they are through a very spiritual, scientific, quantum physics, and an ultra-practical paradigm shift to seeing themselves as what they are. And once we do that, it's just a matter of anchoring that. And then, so it's not a bunch of techniques, you know, it's not a bunch of stuff to learn and memorize. It's a matter of actually me helping them to turn down and look with full focus inside and see what they actually are. And that's when the ahas and the self-correction is automatic.
Yeah, so much like my visualization process way back then, starting from a negative place is not going to get you a positive outcome.
Right on. And for me, Gina, it's the straightest, fastest line is to actually, anywhere along the line we can shift our paradigm. On any topic, we can shift the way we see this or that. What I do is I go to their self-image, which is every single thing they have ever. Okay, so I'll just say this to you, the listener, as well as Gina Rhonda. Your self-image, psychology, you know, has known, psychiatrists have known, different schools of thought have known for a long time that the self-image is crucial. I believe that I spotted a few aspects of the self-image that with $150,000 investment in every type of self-help and self-improvement and meditation, belief elimination, all of it, I was fortunate to spot a few connections that I've never heard anybody else connect. Maybe someone else has, but actually to see the core aspect of self-image. And instead of shifting our paradigm along the way, we shift it on the one dial that changes everything as fast as it can possibly change. That's really what it's all about.
Wow. Again, that's brilliant, Brian. Brilliant.
Hey, let me pause for just 1 second, if I may, Gina. Before you, I'd like to let people know how they can get into Brian's next webinar, which is, I believe, tonight. But he does them often, and this link I'm going to give you, if you hear this down the road and you want to be in it, you can get it. And it's at profitablestorytelling.com/level5, L-E-V-E-L, and the number 5. And you will get into the next webinar where you will be able to go through this. And I have been through it, and I've joined the Level 5 Mentoring Program, so I can tell you it is an absolutely phenomenal webinar, and many people who are conscious will notice the truth of it and be aware of just how much it resonates with you, and it is just very, very powerful to be there. So I hope you will go and attend that next webinar that Brian has.
Thanks, Rhonda.
So
what was I going to ask you? Oh, this show is called Relationship Marketing 101. You have had a tremendously successful year this year, and I imagine you didn't get to where you're at today in this business without really using relationships and relationship marketing. How have relationships helped you in building your own business?
Wow. Oh, my gosh. Okay. I love that question. And I got to tell you what you just did for me. You know, what the power of a question is to focus our mind in a direction, right? And you just asked a question that I have not paused to consider over these last several months, basically because I've been running along at the rate my intuition's carrying me. I'll answer that from a level five perspective, too. I basically have been surrounded by, without trying, which is another word I suggest people just go ahead and look, recognize it, see what feeling you get when you say try and eliminate it. Without trying, without any effort whatsoever, mm-hmm. I have been attracted by and to some of the most incredible people on this planet, and my relationships with them literally are making and enabling and assisting every single thing that's happening. I'd really like to, you know, actually tell you a little bit specifically too. So I had a miracle beyond description that happened at the beginning of this year. And, you know, I don't know how much time we have after I answer this. If you want to ask more about that, whatever, we can talk about it later. But just for a guy that's experienced a ton of miracles, this one still, I get chills and sometimes just, you know, go into bliss talking about it. Every time I tell the story, people just flip. And fortunately, I have photo evidence and other things, or it just would be unbelievable. And I ended up going from homeless to 4 days after being homeless, penniless, and stuck for 9 months. Within 4 days, I became the marketing vice president of a major company and put on an all-expense-paid cruise in the Caribbean for 8 days, networking with some of the, you know, biggest shining stars on the internet, which was exactly what was next for me. And the very first person I met on the cruise, interestingly, was the amazing Willie Crawford. And I just, something told me when I met him, I'd known he was one of the really high integrity people online for over a decade, just an amazing mm-hmm. guy. And I met him, and something just said, you and Willie are going to do something soon enough. So there was that, you know, relationship feeling. And then I ran into a couple other people. Wow, they're going to be instrumental. So I helped this company for about roughly 5 months, somewhere in the neighborhood, 5 or 6 months. And the time came where they started not meeting all of their deadlines, and they were having a lot of software issues. And my intuition said, help them for just a little while longer, you know, help them get to the next transition, but they're pretty much done with you, you're done with them, take this next turn. Well, I couldn't even dream of what was next. And I followed my intuition. I started level five without knowing anything. And as I was putting the information together for the first webinar, I'll add this as well. I literally, my intuition said, don't do your 90-day create the ultimate webinar and sell a million. Your first webinar is in 4 days. It's Friday, Brian. And I said, what? Yeah, do this. So I followed my intuition. I threw the webinar together for 2 days, and then I called Willie. I said, Willie, man, you know more about this than anybody I know. Can I please, I'd like to run this information past you for this mentoring business I have in mind. Would you review it and just tell me if there's anything you would change, or, you know, how you would share it with the world? He said, oh, man, I'm happy to. And Willie saw it and called me back and said, this is the most incredible thing I have ever seen in my life. Whatever it is that you're doing, I'm already in. I consider me involved with you on this.
Yep.
And so Willie became an affiliate and has just provided way before there was a dollar. He provided so much support, so much love, so much feedback and help. And then I was joined by Million Dollar Mike Morgan. Called mm-hmm. me out of the blue. Hey, Brian, man, I hear about this level five. I hear people are having great experiences. Tell me about it. And then 15 minutes in, he said, well, listen, I started going downhill. After doing all these millions, I started going downhill. Could you do one of those unsticking things with me? And I said, so I did. And he said, dude, this is, oh, my God. Like, can I join? Well, a couple days later, Harris Feldman, another internet legend, calls me. Hey, Brian. And here's relationship marketing to me. I provided outrageous, unreasonable love, mm-hmm. honesty, integrity, and value to the people that showed up. And they immediately became my biggest cheerleaders, my biggest helps, my biggest supporters. And today, 2.5 months later, I've got some of the most amazing names, which means nothing, but amazing, powerful, brilliant, talented people who chose to join this team and share this with the world. And look at this connection with Rhonda. Rhonda heard about it. She heard it was working. She heard through human beings. This is magic. It's amazing. It really works. This guy's actually not full of crap. And she checked it out, and she said, oh, my God. Rhonda's the kind of person in a heartbeat that if she had said, look, guys, you guys caught me caught me an account here, and I'll promote you. No, she said, this thing's amazing, and she joined, and now here I am with you. So it's literally been, and what I would recommend, suggest, and advise to anybody whose business is not exploding effortlessly into the dream that they want, analyze, what's the value you're giving? Couldn't you crank it up about 10,000%? How obvious it is with your heart and your life and what you really want to be doing? And then the integrity comes automatically, and then people are attracted just like they are to you, Gina. I've never heard anybody say anything but awesome about you, period. And it's because you're living out of your integrity, you're living out of your passion, and you care about the people that show up in front of you. And frankly, you can either do that, or you can spend the next 50 years spending $20 million on business training and marketing training and coaching and all kind of stuff to address the limbs, and you'll still end up frustrated. So go for the heart. Go for the root and understand this is about, you're not the only human here. You're here because you want to be with the other people who are here because they want to be with you. Crank your heart wide open. Give everything you got following your dream, and you won't even have to think about that stuff.
Well, and one of the things that I think people don't really understand is that most people, when they start a business, keep their attention and their focus on the money. And while they're focused on the money, the serving and really giving value to the customers that you interact with is kind of secondary. It's always about the money first.
Yes.
If you flip it around 180 degrees and focus on the serving and giving value and working on the relationships, the money really does follow easily. And you don't have to spend all your time and energy on money, 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 if you do it that way.
Mm-hmm. Gina, I tell you what, I really would like to drop a thought in there that might help people, because, you and I talk about this a lot. I think there's maybe something I can drop in the middle of that bucket that might really, change the water. Okay, so check this out. When I was in sales, and when I was fully unconscious, okay, and I was living that nightmare, but I was incredibly successful in sales, and I'll tell you why. When I say successful, let me say this. I had a 95% closing ratio, unheard of.
Holy cow.
That's amazing.
Selling $30,000 to $100,000 marketing packages to businesses on a one-call close.
Holy cow. Unbelievable.
Okay, my sales training is going to be coming out soon, by the way. But I'm telling you, I saw myself as a god of sales, and I'm going to tell you what made it happen. One day, I went out in the morning with the intention, I felt stressed, and I went out with the intention of blessing and helping and loving every person that I could that day as much as I possibly could. I literally didn't allow myself to think about sales. And I ended up making about $15,000 of commission that day. And it was effortless and it was fun. 4 sales out of 5 visits. It had never happened at my company, 40-plus year business with hundreds of sales reps. I had never done it. Nobody had ever done it. And then I noticed over the next few weeks that when I went out to make a sale, I generally never did. And if I did, it was one of those grinding, miserable, and nobody And when I went out with the intention of finding someone that I could love and help, I almost never did. If I didn't make a sale, something else happened that was so much better than a sale, I didn't even care.
So with
that, here's what I want to drop in there. Everybody, look at your heart and picture a day, if you're in sales, and we all are, picture a day that you went out thinking about how you needed to make a sale. Now, here you are, and I believe you're an infinite, unlimited being made out of energy with no limitations whatsoever. You may not believe that. I believe that about you. And here you are going out into your day with the intention, my business has to make money today. I'm going to make money today. I've got to make a sale. I've got to make money happen. Inside of you, the part of you, your heart, that knows you're actually here to love and serve and have a blast with other human beings is actually being pushed down under that consideration of money. So it's not just that one for serving in the other. It's actually that the focus on the money is counterproductive. It's counter to who and what you are, which is why it feels so miserable. Even if you make the money, you're going to feel like crap. It's just so magical that when you do it from love, well, money loves love, and love loves money, and it's all a beautiful thing. So you focus on the love, the money's coming flying anyway. You may not believe it, but just do it and watch it happen. It never fails.
Really does.
Yep.
And this
That's
is
great.
Why it's so important to find and follow your passion in your business, right?
Yes.
Don't just look up the keywords and see what niche might have a bunch of demand and very little competition. That's not going to help you do anything more than you're doing now in terms of making a living. If you really, really follow your passion, it is so much easier to really go out and serve and make a difference.
Totally.
Absolutely.
Yes. And be happy, for God's sake. Be happy. Hello.
Yeah.
You know, are you on this planet to find the right niche that has the highest profit, you know, per key? No.
Not hardly.
It's why when I do train people who are in really, really narrow little niches, for example, I had a guy once that was in the dog relaxation niche. You talk about a really, really narrow little niche. I mean, holy cow, is that a narrow little niche. Everyone had told him that there was absolutely no way he'd make much money in it because there were only 120 searches a month for dog relaxation music. And he really was passionate about helping dogs to relax. I mean, this guy, he lived it, he breathed it, everything. He was able to do very, very well in his business because of the passion and really going out and helping dog owners to make their dogs' lives better, as opposed to going out, finding a niche that really had a huge amount of demand so that he could just make some sales. Very different approach.
Yeah, right. Beautiful. What an example. I love it.
Yeah. And it makes all the difference, everything. It makes all the difference to come at it with that approach.
Well, and he probably goes to sleep with a smile on his face.
Absolutely. I have so many people that I've worked with over the years who really did make a lot of money. And even though they made a lot of money, they were miserable. Every single day they were miserable. Well, there's nothing on this planet that is worth that kind of grief and misery, in my mind anyway.
No way. Not worth it.
Well, you know, hey, that opens up a big secret. And once again, it's flying with intuition. You guys stop me whenever you must, okay?
Go ahead. I'm going to mute while the dog's barking.
All right. One of the things.
He has a lot to say today.
Do you not have any dog relaxation music there for this guy?
I just kind of said, hey, I want a piece of that.
So one of the things that comes up on the webinars that I do, I've done the webinar probably about 45 times now, so I do it 2 or 3 times a week. It's live every time right now. And
right.
Every webinar afterwards, I do a Q&A, and I then will edit and fine-tune and tweak it yet more. So this thing's, you know, it's just becoming more perfect and more transformative every week.
Right.
One of the things that comes up is the belief that people have about money. So look at what you just said. Here are these people making all this money, and they're miserable. Now, that doesn't mean rich equals miserable. What it means is that seeking riches, seeking the money, leads generally to misery. And you look at the evidence, okay, of how many really wealthy people are either sick or their relationships have fallen apart or they die young. So then everybody who's on their way up, they look at riches as this mixed bag. Well, I want to have a lot of money, but actually I don't want to have to give up my relationships and lose my health and die young. So it's like as they step towards the money, they're already stepping into misery with 1 foot towards the money and 1 foot not, because they're so confused with that exact assumption and assessment because of what you just said. Like, look at the people who got the money and are miserable. So you can forget the whole bag of all of the beliefs and what happens to other people. Simply forget it and follow your bliss. And when you do, you follow your dream. If this guy can make money selling dog relaxation, and this other guy can actually make, you know, what, $1,000 a week teaching people how not to blush, and this one, these two ladies can make, you know, thousands of dollars a month teaching people how to tie bows on videos.
Yep.
You can make a living. You can live a life and make a living out of sharing your passion. It totally doesn't matter what it is. And you know, you've heard it, and you've probably heard Gina and Rhonda say it several times. You're hearing me say it. Maybe it's time to just do it.
Right. Imagine what would happen to, this is a message to our listener, to you right now. Imagine what would happen if you let go of everything that you thought you knew and that you thought was true or that somebody had told you and just said, heck with it. I'm going to live my passion because I have that passion for a reason. What kind of miracles could be happening in your own life when you take that approach?
All right. I'm loving this flow. Now, check this out. For those of you who heard that and you're thinking about it and you're maybeing, but in your mind you're hearing, yeah, but what would happen, right? The minute you hear that, what would happen? How do you like the results you're getting from the crappy approach that you're taking right now?
Mm-hmm.
How do you like the results? What would happen if you kept doing it? The real question isn't what would happen if you did that, because you'll find out what happens if you do it. The real question is what will happen if you keep doing the exact same approach that you've been doing. Drop that fearful question and freaking today, right here, today. Make the commitment.
Yep.
Doesn't mean you have to join the circus today. Start doing what you're doing today with happiness and a vision and a certainty that this is a stepping stone towards what you actually prefer to do, and then what you're doing today will feel better, and you'll find yourself rapidly moving into that dream that you want. You can start right now.
One of our listeners just messaged me a big amen to that one.
And if you really are following that vision and that dream, don't let the words that other people use stand in your way. Can we talk about that for a minute?
Oh, please let.
Wow. Well, you know, Eleanor Roosevelt, you know, saying that no one can make you feel inferior without your permission, and I love something Bob Proctor says, and I'm not sure who he's quoting, but he says, you wouldn't really worry so much about what other people think if you realize how infrequently they do.
Mm-hmm. I love that. That's so true.
And in the Four Agreements, okay, I really love the Four Agreements by Don Miguel Ruiz. Really, really deep fundamental wisdom. One of the things he talks about is the idea of taking things personally. When you come to realize, even somewhat, that you are actually a spiritual being and that the universe is made of energy, it's made out of light. So if you follow that logically, don't worry about your evidence, don't worry about your stories, just open your mind and look at, hey, if the universe is made out of infinite energy and light, then what does that mean I'm made out of? Oh, well, that changes things, because I thought I was this victim of all these other people and these governments and all these, and the economy. No, I'm actually a self-contained being made out of light with infinite capability and capacity to be, do, and have anything. Now, all of a sudden, when you look at your neighbor, does what they say actually have any impact on you? Well, yes, it does if you give it that. But if you don't give it that power, if you say, wow, I understand, that's your opinion, thank you. And then, now, ask yourself this question. If I do continue, my friend says, no, don't go for that. Okay, so if I follow my friend, are they going to take care of me when I'm 70? I kind of doubt it. Are they going to be the one who's there when your plans fail or when your liver fails? No. So, you know, friend, I love you. I think it's time for you to mind your business while I mind mine. And then move forward as a self-contained being of light. Does it mean you don't care? No. I love you, my friend, as I tell you to shut up and mind your business. I'm here to support you in minding your business, whether you support me in minding my own or not. But guess what? This is about me and my life. I'm here for my experience. And I can still love and care about everybody else while I tell them, shut the hell up and mind your business. I'm going after my dream now.
Yeah. And so often people, you know, really listen when others knock their dreams down. And before you know it, it makes you question whether you really had the right dream, a good dream. And now you really are questioning yourself.
Well, sweetheart, before they ever say it, we already hear them saying it.
Mm-hmm. Well, even bigger, right?
Yeah, we go to think about our dream, and we're like, oh, what will they say? What? Are you kidding me? What will they say? Mm-hmm. What bearing does that have? We have been literally, let's be honest, okay, school systems, governments, most religions, we have been programmed to actually care so much about what others say and to make sure that we don't step out of line and become a target or be ridiculed. And most of us are living the hand smack that we got in the third grade right now, avoiding what they will think. And you know what? That's a great recipe for passing the test in the third grade. It's a pretty crappy strategy for living the life of your dreams.
Oh, that's too funny. What a great way to say that.
Great recipe for misery.
Say again?
That's a great recipe for misery.
Yeah, absolutely. Guaranteed misery. And as long as you want it, you can have it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly. That's great. You know, I wanted to mention, because a lot of people have head stuff and issues relevant to money, and I see that you have a nice clearing process for helping people get past money, and I would love to give people the link where they can get that. It is in the show notes. But this is something free that Brian is doing besides the webinar. These are some videos that will help you, and it will help you to clear the head stuff that you may have around money. It's at profitablestorytelling.com/money, where you can check that out. And that's 100% free from Brian. And talk a little bit about that and the results that people are getting from that, Brian.
Wow. You know, that is so, I'm so grateful that you just shared that. I mean, that is just outrageous. I'm so grateful that you did that. I'll tell you what, Everybody heard my story, 161 million, and then 4 months of meditation and really digging through and filtering, and then 4 years of reinventing. Along the way, I had this incredible mentor that every time I ever, you know, stepped back into the questions, I could just reach out to this guy, and he would just redirect me. And so I got to the position of mastery that I never thought I would. And it doesn't matter what the topic is. So money is no different. Most of us are very programmed to believe money is different. Money's hard.
Right.
We could spend, you know, 15 hours on the hows and the whys and who did what kind of conspiracies created these beliefs. But you know what? Here's the bottom line. You're an energetic being made of money, made of energy, and money is made of the same energy. There is no differentiation, no distinction other than in your mind. So what I created this process where I help people to actually feel the ease of money. And so very quickly, and I'll hit the results with you, very quickly I take someone through the idea. You believe that when you have that money, you're going to feel incredible. So what we're going to do right now is we're going to talk about you having the money, you're going to feel incredible, and then the money's going to come because you believe that when you have the money, you're going to feel great. It's a complete lie. It's totally backwards. When you feel that great feeling, the money can come. And so literally the ultimate trap, right? Well, I did this. The first time I ever did this process publicly was on an interview with Tim Bennett, of all people. How about that? It was Tim in the Philippines.
Love it.
And you mentioned at the beginning, well, this was on the cut, off the cuff. I said, hey, Brian, can I interview you right now? I got a few people. Hey, let's do it. I got a few minutes. And so we did it, and I did that. Well, literally, Tim and Bianca, his girlfriend, literally, like instantaneously, doors started opening. The next day, he got an invitation for something. Bianca's business explodes. A few days later, she's doing the nails for the Miss Universe in the Philippines. And then, so of all these amazing things, but one miracle stood out more than any other. There was another lady on this call who just didn't have any money. In the most people in the Philippines are not very wealthy as the norm, and the income is fairly low there, and she had not had any money of her own for a long time. Never gets any money from her only money came through her husband in their relationship. She didn't work, and he always was able to give her enough money to cover the basic necessities and nothing extra. She did the process, and 15 minutes later, her husband walked in the door and handed her 200 pesos, which is 2 weeks' worth of income. He had gotten a bonus, and he felt to come home and give the whole thing to her to do whatever she wanted to do with. And a lighthouse. We call the members in the Level 5 program lighthouses. Really beautiful analogy. If you see the webinar, you'll know why. Stephanie was a network marketer. She's actually a network marketing leader, really dynamic, powerful lady. Over the last few years, 75% of her income had dried up, and she found herself with six figures of debt. And
we're almost out of time, guys, so just so you know, we've got less than 60 seconds. Sorry.
Okay. Well, that's okay. So 48 hours after doing this process, six figures of debt wiped off the books completely. She could not believe it. And normal stuff.
Right. That is awesome.
A big, huge thank you, Brian. I mean, we could talk for hours and days and weeks, but definitely go to profitablestorytelling.com/money for this wonderful money process, or profitablestorytelling.com/level 5. Go to both. Register for the next webinar with Brian Ridgway, Level 5 Mentoring, and namaste, Brian.
Namaste. Thank you.
Well, thank you so much for being here, Brian. We have got to reconnect again after this call and see what else we might be able to do together. I've really enjoyed having you as a guest. And Rhonda, repeat the URL for everyone. Is it profitablestorytelling.com/level 5 for people to get in on Brian's next webinar?
Yes. Yeah. It will get you in the webinar, and you'll see all the links I've mentioned in the show notes ready for you, so you can just go to the show notes and get there.
Fantastic. Well, Brian, keep changing lives. You're doing an amazing job. Thank you so much for being here. And Rhonda and I will be back next week on Tuesday at noon Eastern for another episode of Relationship Marketing 101 here on Blog Talk Radio. Have a great week, everybody.
Thanks, everyone.